National research shows that for every $5 given out in food stamps, $9 is added to the economy. In Alaska, the pool of people eligible for those benefits just got larger. Now, people with drug felonies can apply for food stamps. The state partially opted out of the federal ban with the signing of SB 91, the Criminal Justice Reform Bill. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has more.
61-year-old Ivory Mack stands in a small office at Bean's Cafe, handing out vitamins and socks through a half-open door.
Your uncle, what about your uncle? He needs a pair too?
Yeah.
Take him, well, take two pair.
She used to be on the other side of that door. Mack says she spent about 6 years hanging out at Bean's in the Brother Francis shelter. She was fighting a nearly four-decade-long drug addiction.
Started as a kid taking, speed, you know. Nobody wants to be fat, you know. So I was on that, you know, body image. I was anorexic. I went through it all.
Mack says eventually she started using harder drugs because she wanted to fit in. Everyone was doing it. Then, about 20 years ago...
I got busted. Police busted me, okay, for having drugs on me. And, and I went to jail, did my little time, came out. And guess what? I couldn't eat because they wouldn't give me food stamps because I was a drug-related felon.
She says she was homeless, vulnerable, and didn't have anywhere to turn. And she was angry.
You know, people can go kill people, rape kids, and eat. Have a few drugs on you. You have to go hungry. It's ridiculous.
The ban was part of President Bill Clinton's war on drugs and quickly passed Congress. Anyone convicted of a state or federal drug felony after August 22, 1996, would have a lifetime ban on receiving supplemental food assistance unless their state opted out. Now, that ban has been partially lifted in Alaska. People with drug felonies can apply for the program, but they have to prove that they're complying with parole requirements and substance abuse treatment plans. Kara Durr with Food Bank of Alaska says that's sometimes easier said than done.
You know, if this is something that's happened 10, 15 years ago, it's not going to be as easy to prove as for somebody that, you know, has just been released or maybe somebody that had a drug felony out of state.
Durr says the food bank will work with individuals to help them provide the necessary proof because food assistance can help people become more stable.
People that are coming out of incarceration are often some of the most vulnerable people. They're just trying to get back on their feet. And if we're withholding food assistance from them, it's not helping them to really do that.
According to the Marshall Project, only four states still have complete bans in place: Wyoming, Mississippi, South Carolina, and West Virginia. Georgia partially lifted their ban earlier this year. For Ivory Mack, it's too late for the change to really help her. She says she would only receive about $20 a month, and with adverse health conditions, it would be hard for her to get to the public assistance office and complete the interview to apply. So she gets by on her modest income and a couple of meals from Bean's while she's down there working. She says it feels good to be giving back to the place that helped her make it through.
I like it because I get to see people, and I feel like I'm a good example for them. If I could do it, anybody could do it.
Max says she's been clean for 3 years now, and she's hoping access to food stamps can help some of her friends get clean, too. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.